Rose Thibodeau got out of rehab last week. Not your Betty Ford kind of rehab. I'm talking about the rehab wing of Mahoosuc Green. That's a senior living facility where my dad is. He's not in the rehab section, though. Dad moved there a few years after our mother died and has the cutest little apartment. Anyways, Rose Thibodeau's children tried to get her to move into Mahoosuc Green, but she wasn't budging. 89 and still living at home, until she took a tumble, breaking one wrist and spraining the other. I don't know how long she was lying on the floor before her daughter Claire found her. Of the 7 kids, only Claire and her brother Noel still live here in town, and one of them tries to check in on Rose every day. So Rose was in rehab 6 weeks. I run into Claire at the marching band booster bake sale a couple of weekends ago, and she told me they used this little setback of her mother's as an opportunity to do some negotiating. In order for Rose to come home, she had to agree to wear one of them lifelines. That's the necklace with the button you push if you're in trouble or falling or something. One of the first things Rose wanted to do upon leaving rehab was come to the A&P. She never needs much. She gets Meals on Wheels for lunch, and Claire and her sister-in-law, Ronnie, alternate bringing her supper. But Rose isn't really into it for the food. She likes coming to the A&P because she gets to drive around in our little motorized shopping cart, and God help anyone who gets in her way. Now, Rose was never that great a driver to begin with, always getting into fender benders, nicking the curb. They finally took her license away 4 years ago when she was backing out of her garage and put the car in drive instead of reverse. Rose looked over her shoulder, stepped on the gas pedal, and drove right through the back wall of her garage, taking out the clothesline and a week's worth of clean laundry, slamming into the picnic table, and stopping just inches from her Mary on the half-shell statue. Rose was stove up pretty bad, but somehow she managed to get out of the car, go into the house, and call Noel. "The Virgin Mary saved me," she told everyone. "It was a miracle." Needless to say, the sight of Rose Thibodeau last Monday behind the wheel of that motorized shopping cart made more than one of us employees at the A&P get religion real quick. To be honest, she started out okay, going up and down the first couple of aisles nice and slow, but Rose got her confidence back pretty quick. Next thing you know, she sent a pyramid of navel oranges cascading across the produce section. Then she took out an end-of-aisle display of fruit cocktail, scaring the you-know-what out of little Donnie Bragdon. Donnie was throwing a tantrum because he wanted some Cheetos when Rose hit the fruit cocktail, bearing down on him full boa. Happily, he managed to leap behind his mother just as Rose went whizzing past. Donnie was a complete angel for the rest of the shopping excursion. You know, as much as a pain in the neck as it is to have Rose wreaking havoc in the store, it was nice to see her back. If I have half the energy she has at her age, I'll be happy. And that motorized cat looks like a blast. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.